Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome into the Eric Saint Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Go there for a Yamaha golf cart. In fact, I'm giving you a chance to win a Yamaha golf cart. You can sign up to win a Yamaha golf cart, a Detroit Lions Yamaha golf cart at Gun Lake Casino. That's where it's on display. You can sign up to win that thing. They have watch parties each Sunday for the football game. And you can sign up to win the Eric Zane Show podcast golf cart. Welcome to the show. The great food giveaway update is as follows. We are $514.75 away from the fundraising goal of $5,577.75. We got some donations yesterday. Thank you to the multi-talented Rebecca / Rebecca Shea, or Becca Shea. I'm pretty sure Becca Shea has donated more than once. That is so sweet of you. If you haven't, just go with it. Yeah, I do believe that's true. Maybe not. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, thank you so much. And Josh D. for sending along some cash. $514.75 remaining to collect. We have collected $5,063.07 with our virtual hat passing. And you can see, if you back up on the chat, that I have posted for the live video chat audience our virtual hat passing. There it is. Venmo at Eric-Zaitunian. Cash App, $ Eric Zaitunian. All one word. And PayPal, search Eric Zane Show, LLC. Scott says, did you hear Steve this morning? I don't know what that means, Scott. Talking about our pals on Freeburn Hot Wings. I saw there was some scuttle that some bad words were said on the radio or something like that. Ben says, F-bombs from Steve's audio. I will be pulling, he says. It wasn't Steve saying F-bombs, was it? Like Steve said bad words? So you heard Steve swear? Is that what... Well, I doubt it'll be available on the audio podcast. I'm sure they'll go ahead and cut that out of the podcast. I mean, that I hope they don't. That'd be hilarious. Scott says he missed a pull of audio. I've had that happen myself. I can't throw stones. That makes the show interesting. when those moments happen. The best was when I was at WBBL. And I wanted to remove the F word out of a piece of audio that I was editing. I've talked about this before, but the studio that I was in served as the on-air studio as well. And if you didn't hit a certain button, whatever you're editing could go over the air very, very easily. So I highlighted the word fuck, and I kept playing it over and over, so it sounded like fuck, 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 fuck. And it was me saying fuck. And I don't know why I was editing it. It doesn't matter. All you need to know is that it was going on over the air. You're fuck, 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 fuck. And Dan Patrick was, whatever, interviewing somebody or doing the show. And so on during the Dan Patrick show, while the Dan Patrick show is playing, you're hearing fuck, 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 fuck. And then Crystal comes into the radio station or comes into the studio. She goes, why are you swearing on the air? I go, what are you talking about? She goes, why are you? And I didn't know what she was talking about. I should have. And then as she was in there, it hit me. And I was like, oh, oh, that I had, that I was doing that. So that was awful. So I just denied it and then pretended like it didn't happen. And no one was the wiser. One of the comments says, hey, Gunner, we got a situation out here. You're not going to believe it. That was from the radio station. What was that? WIVK. In Knoxville, Tennessee. I can't look for it right now because I'm talking, so I'd screw it up and be too much. I'll just tell the story. It was heavy storms moving through East Tennessee, and WIVK, known as WIVK, they would oftentimes put people on the air during these like emergencies, which I guess it was a weather emergency. So I was hanging out of my house after the show, doing my thing, watching the kids. I get a phone call from the dearly departed Billy Kidd. Hi. Hey, man. WIVK's taking live calls because of this storm. They'll know my name, but they won't know it's you. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Or he didn't say that. He said, they'll recognize my voice, which I don't think they would have. So I dial the phone, and you got the guy who's on the air there. His name is Gunner. And he referred to himself as your old cowboy pal, Gunner, which whenever you hear me say, your old pal, EZ, that's me imitating him. He's on the radio taking calls from people, and he's got, like, the guy who's the newsman with him, and it's all serious, you know? There's high winds coming up. You know, he's talking about all the weather. And then I hear the phone pick up. And on those phone systems, it's called a Gentner. When they pick it up in the studio, you hear. And so I hear the Gentner switch over. And Gunner goes, and I have a tape in the tape recorder, and I'm recording it. I'll play this. I'll find this and play it later, either on the Patreon or tomorrow on this show. WIVK, you're live. And then I said, hey, Gunner, we got, things are bad here. We got us a situation. He goes, what happened? I go, it's raining dicks and pussies. There's a pause. And then he goes, okay. And then Folks, I have to remind you, this is live radio. We apologize. And then I don't have this part on the recording, but I had that part. I have that part on recording. You hear the newsman come in and start bitching that we're going to trace that call and we're going to find out who did that and they will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Oh, it was fantastic. Gunner, we got us a situation here. I'm looking for it as we speak. The search functions on the easy Blue Frost IT setup. I'll try to locate it, but I don't know if I'm going to find it. All right. So I guess the shit hit the fan with Steve. I can't. That's a good thing for them. Hold on. I'm going already in like five directions. Ben Glaze is here. We have a Big Fraud Wednesday today at 6 p.m. We get started with Who Are These Free Beers? It's going to be an excellent show. I'm excited about it. I've got my clips in order. Ben has his. Maybe we'll have that audio. I don't know. When something interesting like that happens on that show, that's actually very good for business. And I can guarantee you it was accidental. But you know who probably lost his shit was Greg. You can get in some serious trouble. Not really from the FCC. Ben said, I remember an intro that only aired once that Joe had the N-word in it and you guys let it go and then gave him a bunch of shit about it. Yeah, it was taken like from a film or something like that. All right. Back to the great food giveaway. We need $514.75. Will you be the person that puts us over? I see that Megan said County Commissioner Sparks. I don't know who that is, but that's very kind. Just dropped off donations for Team Pink. If everybody shows up at the great food giveaway and picks up some Team Pink items, feminine hygiene products, that would be outstanding. Thank you in advance. I will keep an eye on the donation bin for the great food giveaway. We just had one roll in. Thank you to Theron or Theron, T-H-E-R-O-N. That's an outstanding name, by the way. I am revealing some information, but I kind of have to in order to have a real-time update. We now have a need of $464.75. Can we possibly have this taken care of by the end of this little podcast today? Is this even a possibility? I hope so. $464.75 away. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just shared with the chat audience the info again. Bread Bowl Brain Chris had a comment. We need podcast listeners, audio listeners, to get in on this action. Come on, guys. Let's get this over the line. This needs to be done. I would love this to be done today. All of the food is being purchased this weekend. Now, I cannot sit and talk about this just today. There's a lot of things I want to get to today that people want me to chat about, including the controversy that has erupted over the holiday break-ins, which I sometimes refer to as the holiday fake-ins. But I refer to it as the holiday fakins for not the reasons that people are charging at me about. I have been inundated with hate and people attacking me with horrible comments saying that I am fabricating lies about the holiday fakins. And I have done nothing of the sort. Stevie is calling out sponsors. A&E Heating and Cooling, TC Paintball, and Mario Flores. Now, that's not my thing. I don't make sponsors. I don't ever hijack or, handcuff sponsors, but I can't tell people what to do. I shouldn't say handcuff. What's the word I'm looking for? Blackmail sponsors. However, you will get special attention. I mean, look at what has happened with Irvine's. Their attention to the Great Food Giveaway has resulted in very important publicity. And you might be like, oh, well, charitable events shouldn't be associated with publicity. No, yes, they should. They have that's what makes it work, okay? The publicity for the ones that are donating all of the things that go with an event like this, location, manpower, hours, logistics, all of that works because of publicity. Don't ever let anybody tell you that they do something not for publicity. Everybody does it for publicity, which kind of what leads me back to the whole holiday fakins thing about how that whole thing has been bastardized.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
We just got hit with another $25 donation. Thank you to Josh B. Now, these people are donating. There are people who are donating more than once. That is so sweet. That puts us at in need of $439.75. Thank you to Josh B. Ben asks for the holiday fakins if I want him to pull the sniffs this year. Well, no, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to do, that's a lot of work. And I take great pride in compiling the sniffs. And the sniffs are part of the theater of the world famous holiday fakins / breakins. Which reminds me, I have added a video element to the free beer sniffle supercut. Now, I don't know now if when free beer sniffs, if he's actually crying. I never got the impression that he was actually being driven to tears and sniffles when for the better part of two decades, we did the holiday break-ins. I know that early on in the holiday break-ins, there were no sniffles. Nobody would sniffle. We do the fucking thing, and then we get the fuck out of there. But as time has passed, the sniffles...
Are you all right, Bruce?
...have become a mainstay. So I want you to think about this. Can we get some bets? First, I want to check... Okay, before I even get into that. Let's just get into this because I can already tell the way my brain is going today that I'm going to start and not finish about 8 million things here on this show. Oh, my God. Rebecca K. has just, okay, we needed $439.75. She just threw the $39.75 at us. So now it's down to $400. And then Brian B. just dropped $30. So in real time, $370 is where we are at. Oh, my God. Well, maybe this sniffle fest with still video will move you even more. I wrote on the book, in honor of the holiday, quote, fakens, it's time to present the totally not fake sniffle supercut from last year. Easy is taking bets this year as to the number of not at all fake sniffles during this year's broadcast. Hashtag, this is a good village, which may have been one of the corniest things I have
fancy
ever.
Fancy idiots. Yes. Oops. It's after.
I have ever heard.
What a one. Fancy idiots. Yes. It's after.
Here you go. Let's take a look and listen to the not at all fake sniffle supercut.
Fancy idiots. Yes. It's after. What a wonderful mom.
You know, that's Maria. Pull up now.
Undergone surgeries attacking her from where they live. Not, and that's ultimately, yeah.
The closest. Kelly's next on the break-ins.
They know over their heads to a house fire long term.
Wow.
Yeah. Friends of Sarah Hunter. And we've got Liz Celebration Simmons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gonna be good.
They could not remove it all. We got some from house to house. Well, that got us. You can't expect or plan for. Mm-hmm. You guys know how this is. They won't call me back. Okay. Don't do the wrong thing.
This is a good village that we're a part of.
Spoke to us. And
I love it.
They just
dumping it all in there, decorating.
Thank you for your service to this family. Well, that really got me.
Captain.
Yeah. See them lose any more.
Fancy idiots. Yes.
All right. There you go, folks. Brett Bull Brain Chris writes, surprisingly little hate on your posts so far. I just got word from Donut Dan, main man behind the Dirty Donut bike race, which I think you just go to dirtydonut.com. No, I'll find that out. dirtydonutrace.com, powered by Consumers Credit Union. You can sign up for this year's Dirty Donut Race back to Shittsville, Saturday, June 20th. He writes, for the rest of the podcast, I will match all donations up to $150. Are you fucking kidding me? That's incredible, Donut Dan. So if you right now donated $150, if everybody donated $150, Dan will match it. Wow. Think about that. So, I mean, doesn't have to be 150. Dan will match it up to 100. That is quite a generous thing right there. How about that? Man Bun Chris says, God, that village quote gets me every time. I could see him saying that to the boys after he was just a douche canoe to them. Man Bun says, LOL, I took it as 150 total, right? Wait a minute. So I guess I should get clarification from Dan before. Because Chris says I'm trying to bankrupt him.
Hello.
Hey, did I fuck that up?
A little bit.
Oh! All right. So a grand total of $150.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought
to get us over the hump, that should get us really darn close to making the goal, right?
I got you. Yes, it will. I thought you were saying, all right, if 100 people donated $150, I'll match it.
Dude, I wish, but I'm just a retired cop. I'm not a fixed income, brother.
All right. My bad. My bad.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
We should be able to get to that.
I'm sure we will.
Okay.
All right, see you.
Thank
you. Bye. $150 max total. Yes. Oh, okay. I thought he was saying like overall. That's outstanding. I wonder if anybody's taken him up on that yet. Okay. Wallet. Transactions. God, I'm so old. No. No one yet. Okay. So I titled this podcast. God, what did I title this? Hey, EZ, are the holiday break-ins fake? I have gotten several people and at least one TV station asking for comment about this. Now, the holiday break-ins... Well, I don't know if they're fake. I have no idea. I haven't been part of them in almost 10 years. It has been that long since I have been part of the holiday break-in. So I cannot say what is up and what is down. I know that when I was there, they were not fake, but there was a lot of theater that went into it. Which is what I said. I never said these are all a scam or they didn't happen, because that's what people were taking that as. And I'm like, no. I posted a reel on Facebook that it was the title that got people. I wrote, "Exposed: How Radio Holiday Break-ins Are Manufactured." Fake details, staged crying sniffles, and the ethics behind radio theater. Yes. Now, nowhere did I say what people were accusing me of. And I was being attacked by numerous people from the Segment 18 group. I got personal messages on Facebook and DMs and whatever. And, you know, just various horrible things being said. I even had one person say, "I know where you live," which is disgusting, which I've gotten those ever since I started talking about free beer on the regular. Josh. Is this Josh H? Thank you, Josh. Just sent $50. And so that means that Dan will follow that up with 50 of his own. So I am going to take 370 and make it 270. So Dan right now is on the hook for 50. With another 100, Dan will be on the hook for another 100. So right now we are at $270 needed on the Great Food Giveaway. Thank you to Josh. Sorry, I'm getting distracted here. I'll come back to that in a second. So I guess my answer is I don't know if they're fake. Who knows? I would assume not. All I know is that the theater involved is completely unnecessary. And it's become the sponsorship involved. You have companies that are now on board that basically it's an advertising package. The money goes into the holiday break-ins. And then you're like, yeah, it's brought to you by Sarah Honda Granville. It's brought to you by Talsma Furniture. It's brought to you by whoever the fuck. When I came up with the idea for the holiday break-ins, I called a radio producer friend of mine named Tommy because he did it first. And I went ahead and got all the information about how he did it, got his blessing, and the rest is history. The idea was, let's do one that has nothing to do with sponsorships. We somehow, one way or another, come up with the money, and then that's it. It's become a living, breathing entity that is fucking one of the corniest things ever, and then it is accentuated by the Sniffle Fest. For the longest time, we didn't have the Sniffle Fest. And then the Sniffle Fest became a thing, and now it is burned into the show, and that's why I posted on Facebook. Tommy in San Diego. Tommy Sablin, is that his name? Yeah, he was part of the Jeff and Jer show. I've known him forever. So this is what I posted yesterday that pissed everybody off. I always do it. The way Greg would always do it is when it was Greg's turn to do the break-in, Greg would take his phone and step outside of the studio and call in. Okay. I think we all did that, by the way. Again, all theater. And all the sniffles. We can't go talk about the holiday break-ins or the fake-ins without talking about the fake sniffles. Now, maybe now they're not fake, but when I watched him with my own eyes, he would sit there, and then at a key moment, he'd go and sniff. The next point, I talk about how, like, we'd find out who the recipient was. A woman with two kids, and they're really down on their luck. And then, but when we talk about it on the air, it'd be woman, six kids, abused, husband left her, she had two black eyes when he left, now she has cancer, and none of the kids have limbs, and they just got robbed, and then a tornado hit the house, and then a terrible flood, and then there was an earthquake, and I was like, really? Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.